The next patient is Janice Skinner, S-K-I-N-N-E-R. Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E. Number one. Clinical case of a 74-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3. The patient had an elevated microalbumin creatinine ratio. And the patient was placed on Farxiga. There was elevation of the serum creatinine according to the determination of the 18th of August of 2023. The creatinine went up to 1.5 of the estimated GFR down to 36. This could be related to the administration of Farxiga that eventually is going to recover. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus type 2 that has been under fair control. At this time, we don't have a hemoglobin A1C. Following number, arterial hypertension. There is a significant improvement of the blood pressure, 107/73, which is another Farxiga effect, and this could be another reason for the decrease in the GFR. The patient has lost 7 pounds of body weight that is most likely associated to the SGLT2 inhibitor, period. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is to be evaluated during the next visit. Following number, hyperuricemia, the uric acid is 6 milligrams per cent. She is advised to continue taking the allopurinol. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post PCI. The patient is evaluated by the cardiologist, Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Following number, this patient is followed by the endocrinologist in Winter Haven. The ultrasound of the thyroid without any changes compared to the prior tests done on April 28th of 2020. Period. Abdominal CT will be done to evaluate adrenal incidentaloma. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months. We invested 7 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.